The first draft of my Entrepreneur Codebook chapter. It's your worldview that is holding you hostage. There are two major worldviews in the world as far as governments and systems go, according to Thomas Sowell. One worldview says that evolution is finished, humans are as good as it gets. Restricted, in Thomas Sowell's terminology. Meaning, they consider that humans are good and bad, mostly bad, selfish, self-serving, and stupid. Much like your parents probably thought of you and your siblings. Which means, from the government's perspective, is that they need to treat you as children who need boundaries, structures, who need to be protected against themselves. The United States is an example for that. Overregulated. The government doesn't even suspect that the people have common sense. Neither did your parents, did they? Mine didn't. And from the individual's point of view, it is the government, the system, the rich that is robbing them of their freedom. The other worldview. The other worldview considers both the world and humans in the process of evolution, especially morally, intellectually and ethically. From the individual's point of view, it is based on personal responsibility. I fall squarely into this second school of thought. My work is to cause human evolution that I see as unfinished, even though the system does everything to convince people, you, that you are done and all you can hope for is to steal, cheat, pretend, get more, better and different stuff. But you yourself are unchangeable. So what is it like to live and do business in either of the systems? I don't have much to say about the second worldview system, I have never lived in a country like that. I was born in Hungary. First worldview, moved to Israel. First worldview, the United States. Even harsher than Hungary. If I might say so. I hear France used to govern based on the second worldview. Judging from recent news I don't see it. But I don't look at the news much. So let's see what happens to people in the first worldview countries, where the government's view of people is that they are as good as they get, and they need to be treated as children, young children who can even be trusted to fend for themselves. Here, people, increasingly, buy into magical thinking, thinking that they are like God. That they can create wealth with their thoughts alone. Blah blah blah. In the first worldview, people expect their asses and their noses wiped. They look outside of themselves for the cause. And they rarely, if ever, become cause. What they want comes to them. They don't have to do anything. They are overly concerned about their physical health, longevity, not with what is between their ears, and not with what they see and do. They have a narrow and short view of reality, life, and the idea of building something is alien to them. I am sitting at my computer and play free cell. How you do anything is how you do everything. And that applies to how you play free cell. Free cell needs you to have wide cone of vision. Meaning it needs you to see all 8 columns of cards. It also needs you to see the consequences of every action, 2, 3, 4 steps down the line. But most importantly, it needs you to know that every single game can be won. That it is not a game of chance. When I watch people play, or do business, they are like the peasant who eats the seeds that would create next year's harvest. They can't bear the idea of investing their time, their energy into something that may or may not bring a harvest next year. They want instant success, instant result, and when it doesn't come, they are somber, angry, sullen. They hate building. I shared my methodology yesterday with a fellow entrepreneur who was dumbstruck when I said that my every article, my every email is an experiment that probes what kind of people respond. Or not. That I aim for failures, because each failure teaches me one thing that doesn't work, and when you have enough of those failures, you are left with what works. Whereas success blinds you. Success can have a lot of causes. There is no guidance in success. Of course, in the restricted worldview, all teachers and gurus will treat you like children, and they won't trust you to do your own experiments, they will only share what worked for them. As above, so below, the micro and the macro always follow the same pattern. Not the government, not your teachers, not your coaches teach you to think, expect you to think, encourage you to think. When I am at coaching calls on a group coaching call, people want answers. They never share their thinking, never share their process. I haven't quite figured out why. Stinginess? Fear of being called stupid? Fear of not being right? Even if a coach were willing to coach you about your thinking, he or she needs to hear it. And you withhold it. For arrogance? In the restricted society, stinginess is the rule. If you are finished, if the world is finished, then you and it are like a pizza pie. Only so much to go around. It seems that the most rapacious, the most hungry, the most willing to take it all wins. It is what they can get from themselves at the expense of others while pretending that they consider others. This is why in the restricted worldview society's rich people, industrialists, entrepreneurs are asked to give back to the community. What is the worst thing in this worldview, from the point of view of the aspiring entrepreneur, someone who won't be satisfied living in this nearing a 1984-styled country? There are ways to live, to function, to operate anywhere, that are largely unknown, unexplored, because no one teaches them. And in a restricted worldview society, you need to teach everything, because people don't think for themselves. Can't. Thinking needs to be developed, and restricted systems don't even want you to think for yourself. Thinking would make you an enemy of the system. So what is a vital thing that people, your teachers don't teach, probably because they also have the restricted thinking inside which they are superior? They don't teach you that without the how to think and how to see, everything that you learn is largely useless. There are exceptions. But very few. Teachers, like the system, don't want you to think. Without the thinking and the seeing skills, any and all what to do and how to do it will fall on untilled earth. And will probably be killed by the weeds. No one teaches you the invisible, no one teaches you that you can and are even supposed to evolve further, personally and as a species. No one teaches you that your DNA has the roadmap to a higher kind of person, morally, ethically, and in every way. Why? Teaching that doesn't agree with the party line of the restricted worldview, or you are finished, as good as it gets, and all efforts are misdirected. But don't be mistaken. When I look at different countries, even if I don't see the system, the hierarchy, I can safely assume that the micro and the macro will always match. You can see the worldview of the whole in the details. If there are social castes. If women are second-class citizens or slaves or properties. If different ethnic or religious groups are persecuted. If different color people considered less. And if the system is such, then you need to know that you live in a society, you were educated in a society where you should not have a chance for freedom, for prosperity, unless you were born in the right group, the right color, the right gender. A worldview is a worldview. But can change your mind. Look at life differently at will, you can become anything. On condition. What are the conditions? You need to internalize some principles. Poverty is normal. Abundance, prosperity isn't. So if that is so, then it makes sense to distance yourself from what everybody thinks. And start looking at the people who created prosperity starting from poverty. Do not believe the hero stories of marketers. They are stories to mislead you, to make you buy their products. No, instead look at groups of people or individuals who are not selling anything. You can find them in books, in history, occasionally in reality. Hank Reardon in Atlas Shrugged is a good example. But maybe the best example is the Scots. Risking of not being historically exact, you may want to read the excellent and very readable book, How the Scots Invented the Modern World. It began by someone thinking that poverty is not a life sentence, by David Hume. The Scots, Scotland, was the poorest country in Europe when this story started in the middle of the 18th century. They spoke a language that isolated them. They had nothing much in terms of natural resources. So David Hume looked where other people don't look. He looked what creates wealth. And he saw that it is possible, it is advisable to learn the habits of groups and nations that have created wealth and prosperity. He started with the language. He pinpointed the sharing of ideas, through books. And advised his Scots of the 18th century to learn English. He created a network of free borrowing libraries in every community, big or small. Reading is access to other ways of thinking. Many of those new readers continued at higher learning at Scotland's famous universities in Glasgow and Edinburgh, where you didn't have to register, they didn't tell you what classes to take, you took the classes you were curious about. You see the unrestricted worldview here. They didn't consider the youth stupid that needed to be told what to learn. It was natural selection. Allowing a person to go by their natural inclination. If it led to an occupation, good. If it didn't. Also good. And those people who started out reading the books in the free libraries, participated in exchange of ideas, took classes at the universities, became the cause of Scotland's rise, and eventually to inventions that changed the world, the steam engine, steamboats, etc. Even before the Industrial Revolution, Scots have been at the forefront of innovation and discovery across a wide range of spheres. Some of the most significant products of Scottish ingenuity include the steam engine, the bicycle, macadamization, the first practical telephone, television, penicillin and insulin. From Wikipedia. If you use the Scots as a model of changing a person, a group, a country's prosperity, you'll see that what they were up against is exactly what you or your group is up against, not speaking a common language with their richer neighbors. Having a deterministic view of themselves and life. and a victim mentality that needed to be overcome by reading and self-education, following one's curiosity, natural abilities and natural inclination. No matter who I look at, even if they are somewhat well off, they still have to overcome the same impediments, as if they were handicapped. And don't be mistaken, your worldview is handicapping you. Unless you get intensely curious as to what creates wealth, and are willing to abandon what you have been taught, your efforts are not going to produce the results you hope to produce. Unless you get intensely curious of what people want, how they think, your best ideas will not connect with them. And they won't buy your wares. Unless you pay more attention to what you want than what and who and what regulations block you, you won't get what you want. If you are a follower of some guru or teacher whose intention is to make you angry, and who continuously whip you into an angry frenzy, you won't have energy to actually do work. You'll behave like a victim of governments, of circumstances, and you won't get what you want. Anger is a great motivator, but only if it is directed like a jet engine's, at what is. In the case of the jet engine, being stationary. In your case, everything that you are and you do and believe to be true that keeps you from moving. Not at some circumstance that you can blame. Like your manipulative guru suggests. To be able to leave poverty or comfort, you'll need to change your view about the nature of the world and you in it. My name is Sophie Benchitamavan. Other than my first name, it is all invented with the intention to push me forward. I am a trained empath, a mindset coach, and a serial entrepreneur. My purpose in life is to teach people to be expanding human beings. To activate their inactive capacities in their DNA, to become all they can become. Whether it is being an entrepreneur, or just a better human being. I have 4,500 articles on my blog, and I have hundreds of courses, workshops, and energy products that can facilitate the mindset and worldview shift you need to have if you want to be growing as a person, and grow a viable business. Okay, how can you help me? Please read the article. And let me know where and how what I write doesn't make sense. It is a rough draft. Not polished. So I expect a lot of comments. Please comment below. That helps me keep it all in one place. You can comment anonymously. Just overwrite your name with the word anonymous.